distractions to cut out if you want to be productive. It seems, even in your dedicated workspace, the distractions are everywhere. We're all prone to letting our minds wander, but some elements of your surroundings may be more distracting than others. These diversions will hinder your productivity and can even stop you from getting work done in a timely manner. While technology can be endlessly useful and even essential to day-to-day work and home life, there's no doubt that online, the biggest distractions are just one click away. But it isn't just social media and mobile games that can lead your mind astray. Today, we're going to tackle the distractions to cut out if you want to be productive. Chatty co-workers. It's essential, especially if you work in a position that requires teamwork, to foster a relationship between yourself and your colleagues. Daily conversations and rapport will set the basis for building a friendly, collaborative culture. Those who work in spaces with a convivial atmosphere enjoy their work and are happier all round. However, your break room banter could eventually keep you from the entire process you're at work for, getting your job done. If you have a particular co-worker or colleague who is prone to excessive chit-chat, try having a discreet, professional discussion with them about how it's affecting your work. Let them know that you're always happy to chat, but they should save it for lunch and after office hours. If your workplace allows you to wear headphones, popping them on can indicate to your colleagues that you're focused and in a work mode. They'll be less likely to interrupt you, and you can keep your mind focused on the tasks at hand. Emails. Emails are a crucial part of anyone's job, especially in the digital age. However, when your inbox feels overstuffed, you can find yourself falling into a rabbit hole of replies, forwards, and follow-ups. Many of us have emails set to provide desktop notifications when they arrive. After all, we don't want to miss a crucial project update or request from our superiors. However, that notification box popping up in the corner of your screen may wind up doing more harm than good. Now, you obviously can't completely cut emails out of your day-to-day life. It simply isn't practical. What you can do, however, is 1. Set your notifications to only appear on your desktop for certain groups or individuals. That way, instead of receiving a pop-up for every email, you'll only be notified when your most crucial correspondents are reaching out. 2. Designate certain times of the day to check your emails. For example, if you want to check them for 10 minutes every hour, you'll still have the remaining 50 minutes to maintain focus while still keeping on top of the messages you received. Another strategy is to work in offline mode. If you can work in a way that does not require internet access, disconnecting from your Wi-Fi will keep the emails from taking your eyes away from your work. Smartphones. Continually checking your phone will always interrupt workflow and overall focus. While it's important to stay connected to your contacts, your phone can be a dangerous portal into heavy distractions. Of course, we all love our smartphones and the people we contact with them. However, anyone can admit that their smartphones are notorious for keeping them from important work. Moving your phone elsewhere, such as in a drawer, will make it much less tempting to check. If you have the space to, keeping it out of arm's reach can prevent you from getting lost in it. If there are some notifications that you simply cannot miss, such as from your child's school, make them silent and hide them from your lock screen. Keep your phone nearby in case of an emergency, but in a way that does not lead to further diversion. Distractions happen to everyone. Even the best of us can fall victim to the siren call of chatty co-workers, endless emails, and smartphone time sinks. However, minimizing or cutting out these distractions will do wonders for your productivity.